The vaccine for human papillomavirus, or HPV, has been approved for men and women between the ages of 27 and 45. That's expanded from the previous recommendations that included only kids and young adults between 9 and 26. The HPV virus causes cervical cancers in women, penile and neck cancers in men, but the vaccine has been shown to be 88% effective. Dr. Jessica Shepherd practices obstetrics and gynecology at Baylor University in Dallas. Dr. Shepherd, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Did the FDA make the right choice to expand the age range of this vaccine?
Oh, absolutely. I think that choice was very much desired, especially from, you know, health providers and just from, you know, the health industry, seeing that the amount of cancers that are HPV driven have been increasing. It definitely allows more people to be covered. And really, it doesn't limit people to, you know, the age of 26, which is previously when it stopped.
We're reading that 80 million Americans are infected with some form of HPV and that 14 million new people contract it every year. So why was it ever limited to just kids and young adults in the first place?
So looking at studies, especially when you're submitting to the FDA for approval for a new medication or a drug, is really there has to be an endpoint. And so initially when they're looking at reproductive age and the risk of cervical cancers, 11 through 13 is when they started to try and capture adolescents before there is any sexual intercourse or activity from decreasing the risk of contracting that virus. And so now what we've seen over the years is that they will have increase in broad range of age in order to give more people the vaccine because they have such good outcome.
Now, if you're between 27 and 45, you're more likely to be in a monogamous relationship. So who in that group do you recommend should get that vaccine?
You know, and that's the misperception is that, you know, people are more likely to be in a monogamous relationship. Not always true, but the thing about HPV is it can be contracted very early. And again, the symptoms of it are not typically what you would see with a virus. So many people don't know that they're carrying the virus. And so it can be transmitted to any partner at any time in life. And so if you have the ability for, again, people outside of that age range now that they're capturing after the age of 26 up to the age of 45, then that's great because the transmission of the virus can be decreased significantly. It's just able to protect more people and also decrease the amount of HPV cancers because the risk of HPV cancers have been increasing over the last few years.
Some parents have said that they don't want to vaccinate their child because they think it could encourage promiscuity. Do you think that expanding this age range will encourage some families to put off the vaccines for children, let them do it later in life if they want to? And would that be a problem?
Yeah, that would be potentially one of the outcomes of expanding the age range. But what we do know from studies is that the earlier that you have this vaccine, it can decrease your risk of having transmission of the virus. Now, when you get older, you can still have this virus, but what we're looking at is actually the decrease of it causing any of the cancers that you mentioned earlier. Even if you have had the HPV virus in the past, it still can decrease your risk of getting an actual cancer from the HPV virus.
Dr. Jessica Shepherd practices obstetrics and gynecology at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas. Dr. Shepherd, thank you so much.
Thank you.